This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back. In the next hour, we're going to be talking about gun control, how that is playing out in Florida with the Rhino government governor there. We're also going to be talking about the Trumponomics and the big win that President Trump has had with that. This is as big as the tax cut, folks. And make no mistake about it, the Chinese have been in a trade war with us for decades. And even as we passed massive tax and regulation cuts, as President Trump and the Republicans passed that, the response from the European Union was, this is something that is unfair advantage for the American people. And they threatened to take us to the World Trade Organization. They said, nothing is off the table. We are going to appeal to the World Trade Organization because of America's domestic tax and regulation cuts. See, they're not going to cut their taxes. They're not going to cut their regulations. They're strangling their economy, and they're strangling the sovereignty of the individual countries that they have taken over. And they were going to fight us on that. And so this is not the beginning of the trade war. That, if you want to say the trade war started, well, the trade war started with the tax cuts that Wall Street loves so much. But Wall Street doesn't love economic nationalism. Main Street does, however. Especially Main Street and the states that Trump needs to win. They absolutely do love it. So we're going to talk a little bit about that and people's reactions to it and what it really means. I just want to finish up with what I ran out of time to say as we went to break. You know, when we look at what the big picture is here with Rex Tillerson, they spent with the State Department $500,000 to go into Kenya and to misidentify the problem, to tell the people there that all the terrorism is because of toxic masculinity, and you need to feminize these boys like we're trying to feminize the Boy Scouts under Rex Tillerson, to say that we're going to have homosexual scouts, we're going to have homosexual leaders, and then we're going to have transgender scouts. That's been his agenda. That's been the agenda of the establishment. Rex Tillerson is a globalist. And so they misidentify the problem, spend $500,000 to do that, and if they can move people away from seeing that the real problem is Islam, then they'll be able to sell them $500 million worth of arms from the military-industrial complex. See how they can turn LGBTQ into MIC, the military-industrial complex? It's just that simple. It's just that simple. It is a way to confuse and to destroy and to divide people. But let's talk about somebody else in the White House staff here. White House Chief of Staff Kelly versus, I think, one of the best appointments that President Trump has made, Scott Pruitt at the EPA. Now, one of the ideas that Scott Pruitt had was to have a debate. He's at the EPA, and he said, let's have a public debate that would challenge climate change science. And Michael Kelly now has shut that down. He said, no, that's a bad idea. That's a bad idea. No, it was a great idea because they can't win that debate. We started the program in the last hour with 10 masked individuals, probably identifying with Antifa, attacking Tony Robinson in the UK. 10-1. They had masks on. They hit him from behind. They circled him so they could hit him from every different angle. But he fought him off anyway. And that really is a metaphor for what would happen if we had a climate change debate. Let me tell you something. They've got all the quote-unquote talking heads and pundits and people with scientific authority to argue with people. Yeah, there's a clip of what happened with Tony Robinson. But they've got all these people. They load up the debate on CNN and elsewhere, but they can't land a punch because they haven't really got a model or any experimental data to back it up. We've had Lord Monckton point that out. It would be a great thing to happen. But, of course, Kelly has shut that down. Stay with us when we come back. We're going to talk about gun control. We'll be right back.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. We're going to talk about gun control and what's happening in Florida in the wake of the school shooting down there, in Parkland, Florida, the Stoneman Douglas School, and talk about what the Republican governor did here and how the NRA has responded. And we're also going to talk about Trumponomics. And at the bottom of the hour, we have joining us Christian Saucier, the sailor who was just pardoned by President Trump yesterday. I was so happy to see that. What a travesty that was. What a travesty it was. And President Trump had in the past tweeted out that it was a travesty. It was hypocrisy to let Hillary Clinton get away with multiple felonies of the most classified documents. I mean, the stuff that she had, just as this fellow who took pictures, you know, those pictures did not go through a formal classification process. They said, if you take pictures anywhere within a submarine, it's going to be classified. Now, at the lowest level of classification, at confidential, but nevertheless, they would be born classified, is what we'd say. Now, do you think that Hillary Clinton's conversations with foreign leaders are born classified? If a picture of a bunk in a submarine is born classified, do you think that her conversations with foreign leaders are born classified? Of course they are. As a matter of fact, they're above top secret. Above top secret. But, of course, the FBI director said he was going to let her go. Said she'd committed all these felonies. I can still remember listening to that. I was sitting there with my wife. And he's talking about these, he's not lying to people. He said, yeah, she violated national security. I said, I can't believe this. Hillary for prison. He's going to do it. And then he did something even more unbelievable. He said, but we're not going to do anything about it. And then he doubled down on the unbelievable hypocrisy and said, but don't you try this at home. And then shortly after that, they went after Christian Saucier. So we're going to talk to him today. He's going to be joining us and telling us what this means for his life. I'm glad to see that President Trump noticed this and has done the right thing for him. But before we get into gun control, I just want to talk a little bit about Elizabeth Warren, Pocahontas, or as James Woods called her, Liawatha. I talked about this on Friday, and now everybody is talking about the fact. On Friday, I had the news that the Massachusetts Berkshire Eagle, a newspaper, wrote an editorial and said, hey, Elizabeth Warren, you can get a DNA test for only $99. It's not a lot of money, and you can put this to rest one way or the other. Are you or are you not of Indian descent? Because you use that to get a leg up at the university there, to get a job that you weren't going to get if you were white. You claimed Indian heritage so you could not only do cultural appropriation, but take a job that people of your ilk had reserved for people of different races. They got different racial slots there and different kinds of discrimination depending on who you are. And so you identified as an Indian for those purposes, and you tried to sell that. And so, you know, do a DNA test and prove to us that you really are an Indian. It's only $99. If you can't afford it, we'll pay for it. How about that? All you have to do is spit in a cup. It's not even an intrusive process. Well, I talked about that Friday morning. And again, if you want to follow my program, it's Friday, Monday through Friday, 8 to 11. You can follow Real News with David Knight. Well, she came back over the weekend and said she's not going to do it, essentially. She doubled down and said, when asked again at a press conference whether she would take the DNA test, she said she's going to hold on to the folklore of her parents' love story. She said, my mother and daddy were born and raised in Oklahoma. And she gives this long story. I'll play this story for you that she had. But you know what? As I heard her story, ask yourself if maybe she didn't hear this from her mother and father. Maybe, you know, when she was younger, there was a top 40 novelty hit called Running Bear. And maybe that just somehow kind of worked its way into her psyche. Maybe that's going to be her excuse next. But here's what Elizabeth Warren said at the Pocahontas press conference.
I have to ask you, because I cover the White House and I hear the president going after you from time to time, referring to you as Pocahontas. I know recently you were speaking about your Native American heritage. Does that get under your skin when he does that?
Does that get under your red skin?
For president in 2020?
I am not running for president in 2020, but let me tell you my story. You know, my mother and dad were born and raised in Oklahoma. My father fell in love with my mother when they were both still teenagers, and he was just head over heels over her.
I'm telling you, this is the Running Bear song.
He was bitterly opposed to their relationship because she was part Native American.
And so does that bother you when the president calls you Pocahontas? Do you think that he is being disrespectful to Native Americans when he does that? Doesn't that bother you because of your family's heritage?
Look, This is what I was trying to tell you. It's about
Jim Acosta,
my
fake
family's
news.
Story. Because my family's story is deeply a part of me and a part of my brothers. It's what we learned from our parents. It's what we learned from our grandparents. It's what we learned from our aunts and our uncles. I went to speak to Native American tribal leaders, and I made a promise to them that every time President Trump wants to try to throw out some kind of racial slur, he wants to try to attack me, I'm going to use it as a chance to lift up their stories. And I'm going to do that right now by pointing out.
She's identifying with them as a victim again.
Native women in this country have been the victims of sexual violence.
There we go. So she's a woman and an Indian. You can't really tell about that Indian thing, and she's not going to prove it to you. But, you know, she identifies. Remember, we're talking about the transgender insanity that's being foisted upon our kids by our educational system. That's the influence of the federal government on education in your school and the school that you send your kids to. They're pushing this on the kids. They're doing it in kindergarten. They're telling these young kids they can pick whatever sex they want to be, whatever race they want to be. See, you can be Pocahontas too. You know, just like Elizabeth Warren, if you identify as being another race, you can be another race. Nobody can say anything about that. And they're telling that to the kids in kindergarten. So she just needs to wait until these kindergarten kids grow up and vote, and they'll be perfectly fine with that. Because if she identifies as an Indian, whether she is or not, then President Trump is racist to criticize her for trying to appropriate their culture and trying to appropriate the set-asides that they got from the Democrats. She comes in and says, oh, I can get that job because I'm an Indian. That's the issue here, folks. Never forget that the demagogue party that uses demographics all the time to divide us will use those same demographics to take their own privilege. You understand? She took that away from them, and she used it and claimed privilege to get her job at Harvard. I think it was Harvard that she was going to. But anyway, she used that that job. Now they're saying the Democrats are pledging to limit superdelegates, but they don't really know how they're going to do it yet. And I find it interesting that Tom Perez, the current DNC chairman, says the party will, quote, improve the democratic process before 2020. Well, that implies that there's something wrong with what they did. Is there something wrong with what they did? I think there is, but they won't admit it. You're not going to find them admitting that. All right, let's take a look at gun control. And let's look at the shameful things that Republicans are doing here. trying to identify as Democrats. I guess that you could say that Governor Rick Scott is now identifying as a Democrat in the same way that Pocahontas or Hiawatha is identifying as an Indian. You got Governor Rick Scott signing a $400 million big spending bill. There you go. That's identifying with Democrats. And then putting in gun control and confiscating guns from people who are peaceful, law-abiding citizens that are now going to be banned from having guns. This is what this carpetbagger in Florida is doing, Rick Scott, this rhino, Republican in name only. The bill also bans bump stocks. And as Breitbart points out, they weren't even used in the Florida school shooting. I'm not sure the bump stocks were used in the Las Vegas shooting either. None of that stuff really adds up. As a matter of fact, we see pictures of a bump stock and a bipod on the same gun. Now, you're not going to use those two things together. We've had people demonstrate that it doesn't work when you do that. And we've got ballistics calculations reportedly found on the table, and yet you're going to do a spray and pray. None of that stuff makes any sense, but neither does the gun control bill. We'll talk about that when we return. Stay with us.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. sunny-bay.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. In the next segment, we're going to have Christian Saucier, the sailor that President Trump pardoned yesterday. And it was an incredible miscarriage of justice. It was a double standard that we saw happen with this poor sailor who was sent to jail for a year for a couple of pictures that were born classified at the lowest level, confidential. But he's out now, and now he has had his future given back to him by President Trump. So we want to celebrate that with him, and we want to talk to him about that, have him give his perspective on what has happened and what that means in his life. So he'll be joining us in the next segment, anxious to talk to Christian Saucier. I want to finish up on gun control, because we had the Florida governor sign a $400 million gun control bill. Let me tell you what is in this, besides banning bump stocks, which were not even alleged to have been used in the Florida shooting. But the bill was originally going to allow teachers to be armed on a broader basis, but they had to have that augmented. Governor Scott didn't want teachers to be armed for self-defense. He doesn't like that idea. He only wants people with uniforms. And, of course, where did he get that idea? Well, he got that idea from the Florida Education Association, the FEA. And they told him, they said, we urge you to honor your instincts and to act to keep additional firearms from our schools unless they're in the hands of trained law enforcement personnel. You know, those official people in uniform that stood outside and did nothing? The sheriff's department, the people who were assigned to protect that school and did nothing? Those uniformed characters? Meanwhile, you've got a real hero who had nothing but his body to put in the way of the bullets. And he was killed. Why don't we allow heroes? You don't have to wear a uniform to be a hero. And as we saw with these cowardly sheriff's deputies, you can wear a uniform and not be a hero. How about allowing people who have the disposition, the ability, who have been vetted, who have been trained, who are not afraid of guns, who understand what this is about? How about giving them some tools to protect themselves and to protect other people? See, the answer in this case is to allow more liberty, not take liberty away. That's the way we get a better society. It's always the right answer to add more freedom and to give freedom to law-abiding, responsible people. Because they don't need to be the only people unarmed in the room. See, the crazy people, the criminal people, they're going to be able to get guns on the black market regardless. Do you think that your gun-free zones are any more real than your drug-free schools? No. Your schools aren't drug-free. Your schools aren't gun-free. And we need to allow people to at least defend themselves against guns. Anyway, as I go through this, the immediate response of the NRA was to sue Florida over the gun bill. Same day that Governor Scott signed it into law, they said, we filed a lawsuit against the state for violating the constitutional rights of 18 to 21-year-olds, said the NRA. And they said this blanket ban violates the fundamental rights of thousands of responsible law-abiding Florida citizens and is thus invalid under the Second and the 14th Amendments. Now, see, the 14th Amendment, that's kind of equal protection of the law. That's what we're going to be talking to Christian Saucier about. It means that people in power don't get special privileges that the rest of us don't enjoy. But, of course, FBI Director James Comey isn't down with that idea. We've got a lot of people in Washington that don't agree with that. The complaint says the law particularly affects young women. The NRA said females between the ages of 18 and 21 pose a relatively slight risk of perpetrating a school shooting. Have we had any school shootings of females between the ages of 18 and 21? Not that I'm aware of. They said, however, they are frequently the victims of that type of crime. And let me give you an example of this. This is a case that was highlighted by Reason Magazine. And they asked if this is a situation with, it's in Illinois, an Illinois woman who is a licensed firearm owner and looking to live in the East St. Louis Housing Authority's homes, tenants. And they said, well, sorry, you are licensed to own a firearm, but you have to prove to us that you don't have one before you can live here. You have to we have to take your firearms. Now, she has filed a complaint, and the plaintiff, they don't give her name. She's listed as Ms. Doe. She wants to keep the weapon for self-defense. Why? Because she has repeatedly been threatened. Well, she's been repeatedly threatened with her ex-boyfriend. And they say, according to the complaint, she's being actively threatened by her abusive ex-husband. Sorry, not boyfriend, but husband. A convicted murderer who, while on parole, visited shocking violence on her, including choking her into unconsciousness, beating her so severely that she bled internally, and threatening to kill her and her children should she end their relationship. So she's married to this guy. He goes to jail for murder. He gets out. She doesn't want to have anything to do with him. And then he chokes her into unconsciousness, beats her so severely she had internal bleeding, and threatens to kill her. Now, the government that doesn't keep this murderer in prison, who turns him out, is also going to unleash him on her without giving her any means of protecting herself. She wants to keep a weapon for self-defense, but she's been threatened with eviction by both the housing agency and its executive director unless she can verify that she doesn't keep a firearm at home. And her ex-husband was sent back to prison because of the assaults on her, where he beat her until she was bleeding internally. This murderer, convicted murderer, who got out on parole. I don't understand that. Why isn't this guy still in prison? He went back to prison because he beat her up, but now he's out again, and he has been threatening her again. But the government that won't keep this guy in prison won't let her have a firearm to protect herself. That's what the NRA is saying about in Florida. They're saying you're taking away guns from law-abiding citizens 18 to 21, and you're taking away guns from women who are 18 to 21. Not going to allow them to protect themselves. But because, you know, you got to have a man in uniform around to protect you. Well, the men in uniform aren't always there. Honest cops like Sheriff Clark will tell you. He told his own people. He said, look, we'll do everything we can to protect you. And we'll get there as soon as we can. But when you call the police, understand that you're going to have to be able to protect yourself until we can get there. And so he said, get a firearm and learn how to use it responsibly. And things are not going to get any better in Florida. The Democrats voted unanimously to take away the guns from the 18 to 21-year-olds, and they're not going to stop there. Democrat Representative Deutsch said the gun bill that Florida signed is, quote, merely the beginning of the response to Parkland. Yeah, he wants to ban all the guns, folks. We've reported this many times. You know that this is where they're headed. They have talked about this multiple times. We went to the gun control rally here in Austin. They had the mayor pro tem, the number two guy in the city of Austin, get up there, and they had one counter protester of all these people who were protesting our ability to protect ourselves. One counter protester with a sign up there. And we filmed that. We were there reporting on it. We filmed it. They all got around him. They started pushing him and shoving him. And the mayor pro tem of Austin said, you hang on. His sign said, we're not going to allow you to confiscate and ban guns. And he said, you hang on to that sign, because we're not talking about doing that now, but we will be. We will be. And that's exactly what this Florida Democrat is saying as well. No, we're going to come for all the guns. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Christian Saucier, the sailor that President Trump pardoned yesterday.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're going to be talking in this segment to Christian Saucier. He's the man, the former sailor that President Trump pardoned yesterday. We're very glad to hear that happen. I want to talk to him about what this means for his life, talk to him about the case. We've had him on the show in the past. But I want to play for you first the press conference where Sarah Sanders announced his pardon. Here's Sarah Sanders.
In other news today, the president has pardoned Christian Saucier, a Navy submariner. Mr. Saucier was 22 years old at the time of his offenses and has served out his 12-month sentence. He has been recognized by his fellow service members for his dedication, skill, and patriotic spirit. While serving, he regularly mentored younger sailors and served as an instructor for new recruits. The sentencing judge found that Mr. Saucier's offense stands in contrast to his commendable military service.
It also stands in contrast to the way Hillary Clinton was allowed to get away. This is what we're talking about, folks, when we talk about unequal treatment under the law, the favoritism. But I want to focus on the positive side here for at least a good while here and talk to Christian Saucier about what this means for his life. Welcome, sir. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me on, David.
We wanted to celebrate this with you because this is something to celebrate, and it's long overdue. Glad to see this happening. What does this mean for your life? Tell us, you served a year in prison, and you're out now. What has life been like after you got out of prison, and how is this going to change it, having a pardon?
Well, you know, life's been pretty difficult. We had a lot of legal debt as a result of being taken to a civilian court instead of tried in the military, as I should have been, seeing as how I was active duty at the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had a lot of debt, and I went to prison for a year, and I couldn't work. So, you know, my wife was the stay-at-home mom with our young child and her daughter. So it's been pretty difficult. Getting out of prison, I went on house arrest. I was allowed to work, and then I had to be home. I had an ankle monitor and a curfew. Hmm. And, you know, I applied to many jobs. I have a pretty diverse skill set. As a result of my training in the Navy operating nuclear power plants, but nobody would hire me. Fortunately, I was able to find work with a local waste management company and work as a trash collector. So I'm very grateful to them for hiring me and giving me lots of hours so that I can, you know, make sure that my family's taken care of.
That is really sad, but this has been a load of garbage. Maybe in some of the garbage that you were hauling there, you could find some Democrat servers or something. But I'm glad to see that you got a pardon now, because that's going to change things. It's going to allow you to have the opportunity to use your experience in the nuclear field to get a good job. And I think it's going to make a difference for you, even in terms of it's going to change your discharge from dishonorable to an honorable discharge.
What? It doesn't exactly do that. So that's a whole nother process we have to fight to get done. Now that that I have a pardon, obviously it gives us some ground to stand on, but the whole military side of it, I still have another than honorable discharge. So I still am not able to receive any of my disability benefits or any veterans benefits for that matter.
Oh, wow.
As a result of my 11 years of service. So that unfortunately hasn't changed. And it's, you know, like anything else, it's a fight we're willing to go ahead and go into. But it's going to take time. But
well, let me give out that site that you've got here, because it sounds like you still need some help. And you've got a site there where people have been allowed to contribute to help you with your legal expenses. But people need to understand they still need to keep up some pressure to make sure that you get that honorable discharge. It's helpchrissaucier.com, and that's K-R-I-S-H-E-L-P-K-R-I-S. Saucier.com. Helpchrissaucier.com. So people can look there and see what they can do to help you. But it's still a big help to have a pardon, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we're so grateful. Yeah, I don't want to seem like a downer here. I mean, this is one of the few things in the past, you know, 4 or 5 years that's actually been a positive for my family. I mean, we've had so much loss and, you know, lost so many things and just a lot. And this has just been a huge, you know, it's given us a lot more faith back in, you know, at least one person in Washington, D.C. I don't know if the rest of them are going to do the right thing.
That's
but
right.
I can tell you President Trump is. And, you know, and we've always supported him. You know, he's a busy guy. He's had a lot of stuff going on. And for him to take the time to not only, you know, give us our lives back, by granting me the pardon, but to take the time to call me and speak with me. I mean, we were just floored. You know, it was just what an amazing man. And we're just so fortunate to have him as our president. I mean, you know, the guy, he truly cares about the people. You know, he mm-hmm. cares about the little people. I mean, that's what I am. You know, I'm not politically connected like Hillary Clinton. I'm not, you know, even like Joe Arpaio. I'm not somebody that's a well-known person like him. I'm just an average guy who, you know, all I wanted to do was serve in the military and serve my country and be a good citizen. And here he's reached out and he's touched the lives of somebody like me and my family. And it's just amazing.
Well, you know, your name is not a household name. Hasn't been before, like no. Sheriff Arpaio. But so many of us knew about your case because it was such a glaring double standard for what was happening with Hillary Clinton. And I'm looking at the headline from the AP. Trump pardons Navy sailor who became a conservative talking point. Well, we were talking about the fact that Hillary Clinton wasn't being held to any kind of a standard, and you were being held to an incredibly strict standard. As you pointed out, this is something that should have been looked at within the military. You took a couple of pictures in the area that you worked at as a souvenir. This was something that was, as soon as you took those pictures, they were born classified, but at the lowest level, confidential. And we've heard over and over again that Hillary Clinton, well, you know, she only had a dozen or so things that were classified that had the actual mark on it. But we know that with Hillary Clinton talking to foreign heads of state, that is born classified, and it is a level that is higher than top secret, and they want to pretend that that doesn't exist. That's the double standard that we saw.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, the fact, well, and what's most disgusting is that they want you to believe that she didn't commit a crime because she lacked intent to cause national harm. And I can tell you for a fact that was never a requirement in under the statute they charged me, which is, by the way, the very same statute they could have charged her, because I was not court-martialed. I was not held to a higher standard because I was in the military. I was tried in a civilian federal court by federal prosecutors from the DOJ, Obama's DOJ.
Yeah.
And I can tell you those same people, when Jim Comey said there's no prosecutor that bring a case against her, I can tell you that they brought a case against me for far less. And there was never a requirement. There was never any intention to cause national harm, and they never argued that point because they knew it would just been heinous.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's no way that a confidential classification of something is going to cause national harm. And
no, as a matter of fact, the definition for confidential is will cause little to no harm if released to foreign adversaries. You know, whereas top secret will cause grievous harm to the national security. So Hillary Clinton had top secret and top secret SCI, which is above top secret, which is only supposed to be viewed in a SIF on her personal server. It's a joke. It's a joke that you know, James Comey would even have the audacity to come out and tell the American people that, well, because she lacked intent, that she didn't cause, or that she didn't break the law. I tell you, that's not a requirement for that statute, and anybody with a laptop or a phone can look that up and see that it's not a requirement. And gross negligence is the only requirement for breaking that law. You basically do what I did. So the law I was prosecuted under, unlawful retention of national defense information, which, oh, by the way, is exactly what Hillary Clinton did, means you have secure information on an unsecure device. I wasn't not allowed to have those pictures. I just wasn't allowed to have them on my cell phone, which was an unsecured device, because I possessed a secret clearance. I was allowed to maintain secret information, but I had them on an unsecured device, so I broke the law. And I accepted responsibility for it, unlike Hillary Clinton. I went to court. I didn't go to trial. I pled guilty. I took my punishment. I didn't speak out about it until I'd served my time in prison. And as I was serving my time in prison and watching somebody who should be in prison run for the highest office in this country, President of the United States, I was utterly disgusted. And I said, you know what? I'm gonna wait until I get out, and I'm going to speak out about this, because people should be upset. You know, it's bad enough, you know, for me that I've my family and I have been through this, but the average American citizen should be very distraught. Whether you're a conservative or a liberal really is null and void, because I can tell you right now, they're going to go after you while they're going to let these people walk.
That's right. That's right. It's the double standard. You know, we have to have one standard of law. And it is absolutely amazing what they allowed her to get away with and how they persecuted you inappropriately in the wrong court, the same people who gave her a pass. Thank you so much for joining us, Christian Saucier, and best luck to you, sir. Thank you.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Christian Saucier, the man who was pardoned yesterday by President Trump, who said, tweeted out yesterday, "Congratulations to Christian Saucier, a man who served proudly in the Navy, on your newly found freedom. No more ankle bracelet, no more pardon, no more parole. He has now been pardoned. He says, now you can go out and have the life you deserve." So we want to talk to Christian. He graciously agreed to stay with us one more segment. We want to find out what his plans are now. That he has had his record cleared to a large extent by President Trump's pardon. He pointed out that he still has the issue of VA benefits because of the discharge. Before we get back to Christian, real quickly, I haven't talked about our sales we have because it's vital to keep InfoWars going as we've got CNN and YouTube trying to shut down free speech and shut down InfoWars specifically. We had the Paul Revere 2018 specials that we have extended 30 to 80% across the board at our site, plus free shipping. Right now, we have some of our most popular products, 50% off. Here are some of those: Super Male and Super Female Vitality, Pollen Block, It's this time of year, folks, where your sinuses are under attack by pollen. 50% off of that. Immune Wall, 50% off. Real Red Pill, 50% off. Biome Defense, 50% off. True Whey Protein, 50% off. Prebiotic Fiber, 50% off. And our InfoWars Life selects durable foods. Good for 25 years. Made in the U.S., non-GMO, and you can even reseal the packages after you've opened them to use them for another couple of days after you've broken that. But it's a great way right now when it's 40% off, a great way to get your food set aside in case of emergency or in case of a massive spike in food prices. Who knows what's going to happen? It's an uncertain world. But we certainly do appreciate your support. And take a look at the sales we have at InfoWarsStore.com. 30 to 80% off plus free shipping. And that is store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, let's go back to Christian. And Christian, as we'd seen back in January the 2nd, we had President Trump tweeting out at that point in time, saying, Crooked Hillary's top aide, Huma Abedin, has been accused of disregarding basic security protocol. She put classified passwords in the hands of foreign agents. No problem for any of that, right? He said, remember the sailor's picture on a submarine? Jail the deep state Justice Department must finally act. Also on Comey and others. So I personally, I can't imagine how you felt. Because when I saw James Comey do that, it made my blood boil to say that she'd commit all these felonies, but she was going to be let loose. But don't you try this at home. And then sending you to jail, and that was about a month before your jail term began, wasn't it?
Yes. Yeah, I'd already pled guilty and accepted responsibility, and I was basically just waiting to go to prison at that point. And I just was utterly disgusted. I watched it live on television while I was wearing an ankle monitor, you know, out on $100,000 bail. And I sat there with my wife and I didn't know. I was speechless, you know.
I can't imagine because I was speechless watching it with my wife and I wasn't under threat of a jail term for a very, very minor charge compared to what Hillary did.
Yeah, I mean... And I couldn't believe it. You know, it'd be one thing if this happened years apart from my case and they, you know, maybe forgot about it or something like that. But it was happening at the exact same time. Yeah. These are the same federal prosecutors, the same FBI, the same people that went after me with the greatest of fervor, destroyed my life, destroyed my family's life, bankrupted us. And you know, they're giving this person, Hillary Clinton, a benefit of the doubt, somebody who's not you know, one of the most corrupt politicians in Washington.
Oh, yeah. Globally.
And somebody like me who's proudly served their country for 11 years and has a stellar military record, just demolished by these people. And I couldn't believe it. I said, people have got to be upset about this. And I, you know, it's upsetting that the left wants to protect her so much and without even taking a look at the facts, you know. I mean, you know, her and Obama weaponized the Department of Justice against me. They used me as a scapegoat to say, look, we're hard on people that mishandle classified information, unless you're, of course, you know, politically connected elite that's, you know, the current president at that time says is the most, you know, the best person to be the next president. So it's very upsetting.
Yeah, that was the thing that made me so angry. It was basically, she's too big to jail, but don't you try this at home. And then using you as the poster child for that. That was just amazing.
I mean, you could go on and on about the tarmac meeting and everything like that. All these things that should have pointed to a corrupt Department of Justice. And, you know, it was just everybody just said, well, you know, it's business as usual in D.C. And, you know, thank goodness we have Trump there now because, I mean, President Trump, he's like a one-man wrecking crew destroying the establishment of corruption that's been in D.C. for so long, and they hate it.
Yeah.
And I love watching them do it. I mean, you know, it's just – and I love watching them squirm on CNN and all these other fake news networks and say, well, but he's done – nearly everything that he promised he was going to do in such short order. I mean, mine is just one of the minor things. You know, my pardon and restoring my good name is just one of the many things that he's done right so far that he promised he was going to do. And they don't know how to respond to it. And, you know, it's sad, frankly, because he doesn't get the credit he deserves. He's an amazing man. And after speaking to him on the phone, I just reinforced everything I'd already believed about him from watching him.
Well, you know, the further they go down this path, the more they're just destroying themselves because the American people can see this. They see what the difference between what CNN and others are telling us and the reality of what's going on. But let's talk a little bit about your life now. What are your plans going ahead? You point out they essentially bankrupted you. They made it so that you couldn't get a job. Now Now you'll be able to get a job with a pardon, but tell us a little bit about your life ahead of you now.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to keep fighting for what I believe is right. I think that this double standard of justice needs to get exposed, and as long as you guys will let me come on your show and talk about it, and I think we need to raise awareness, because we shouldn't let this disappear into the abyss like so many other, liberal conspiracies or whatever that have just kind of said, well, you know, it's no big deal. I think we should keep pushing the issue, and I intend to do that.
I agree. Because I think that basically what should happen, don't you agree, Christian, that what should happen is you served a year in jail. I think that was excessive. But I think what should happen is Hillary should go to prison, and then when she gets out, he can pardon her so she can get an honest job somewhere.
Yeah, I don't know if she knows what that word is anymore. But I think, absolutely. I think that Hillary Clinton, Huma Abedin, Cheryl Mills, James Comey, all the other people that were involved in this conspiracy, Loretta Lynch, and probably Obama as well, should be put on trial. And they should be tried and run through the same legal system that I was. You know, obviously they'll have a lot more funds to throw at legal defense than I did. But I think they should be put through the same ringer. Because, you know, whether they get convicted or not or sent to prison or not, there should be no reason that people in America believe that there's people in this country above the law. It should not exist.
She should be held to, and we said this from the beginning, she should be held to a higher standard because she was in a much higher office. She had access to much higher classified material that was, as you pointed out, the very definition of confidential is that it isn't going to damage anything with national security if it gets out. And I had a job at one point in time as an intern when I was in engineering, and it didn't take very much investigation for me to get a confidential job classification so I could start that job. It's a very minor thing, something that is classified as confidential, as I pointed out before you came on. When we saw the House memo come out that had been classified as top secret, there was nothing in there. I mean, they overclassify things to the nth degree, and yet Hillary Clinton was stuff that really did need to be classified, that would really damage our country, was out there carelessly, if not deliberately, putting this stuff out.
Well, and then you see the FBI on, and Andrew McCabe and Peter Strzok, this cabal of ensuring that Hillary Clinton never went to any kind of went through any kind of a legal process at all. Mm-hmm. She gets the special treatment by these guys, the white glove treatment. Why? Why should anybody in this country be treated differently than anybody else? We're all supposed to be protected under the law the same way. We're all supposed to receive equal protection under the constitutional law of this country. And those people, the organizations like the FBI and the DOJ should be above reproach. There should be no insider, well, we're going to do this or we're going to treat this person this way. No, it's shameful. It's shameful that that was at the highest levels.
I agree. And there's another aspect to this, Christian, and that is the fact that and it's something that I'm especially sensitive to as a journalist, and that is the lack of transparency in our government. Everything, like I mentioned, the memo that was eventually declassified, even though it was top secret, Trump declassified that, and you can see there was nothing in there that needed to be even confidential classification. And we see the government always hiding everything that it does from us under the, well, we can't tell you because it would damage national security. They're just protecting themselves and hiding all transparency from us and doing it in the name of the national security state. And then we see when it is real national security, they don't care one bit and they won't punish anybody for it. That's the thing that really bothers me.
Yep.
But thank you so much for joining us. And again, if you want to help Chris, I'm sure that he needs some help with his legal fees. And of course, there are other things to come after this. You can go to helpchrissaucier.com. That's KRISSAUCIER. Helpchrissaucier.com. Thank you so much for joining us, Chris, and good luck to you.
Thank you.
Thank you. And that's our broadcast for today. Thank you for joining us.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. but it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President, something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.